Start your day, the Torah at Manchester, Ches Kislev Tovshim Pehe, Rabbi Shai Astro.
Shalom Aleichem. Thank you. Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. It's a schuss to be here again and to be part of the major program, the amazing program. Start the day the Torah way, to start the day such a way, with such a name, is obviously a big chizuk to every single person who is part of this. I'd like to speak about Kriyas HaTorah, an interesting subject which could come up pretty often at different times over the year, that the Bir HaLocha brings a Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam has a sofik. When we come to every single thing, we need a minyan for, so we could have possibly six people who are Chayev and four people who are not Chayev, and we can manage with that. So six people need to daven Shmoyne Esrei, who need to hear Baruch Hu, who need to say Kedusha, and another four people who do not need to could join, and it'll be considered that we have a minion for what's necessary. The question the Chayei Adam had is, what is the din by Kriyas HaTorah? When we have six people who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and four people who have already heard Kriyas HaTorah, is it possible to lane using six people who are Chayev Kriyas HaTorah to add another four people to make it a minion? Is Kriyas HaTorah the same as every other mitzvah, that it's enough when we have six people, or is Kriyas HaTorah different? Says the Chayei Adam, Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah which is chal on the tzibur. If you have a tzibur who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. But there's no mitzvah for each person himself to lain. It's a mitzvah which is chal on the tzibur. So if so, what happens if there's only six people who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah and four people have already heard? Do these four people help to be considered we have a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah? Or is Kriyas HaTorah different, that by Kriyas HaTorah there's a halacha, you need 10 people who are mechuyav? That's a sofik which the Chayei Adam brought up, the Biur HaLocha brings it. And the Biur HaLocha brings that there was a goyin echad who brought a raya that Kriyas HaTorah is the same as every other din. That Kriyas HaTorah is the same as Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, that we only need six people who are Mechuyav. This Goyin Echad, people say this was a Pchaim Halevi, a Pchaim Soloveitchik, that he brought a raya that Kriyas HaTorah is the same as every other halacha. What the raya which he brought? He said, it says in the Rishonim, the Gemara in Megillah has a sofek, has a machlokes. Does Kriyas HaMegillah need 10 people, or can a person read the Megillah be yechidus? And so the Baal HaMoed says that even though the Gemara has a machlokes, do we need 10 people for Kriyas HaMegillah? The Baal HaMoed says that there's a raya in Maseches Megillah that Kriyas HaMegillah does not need 10 people. That a person can read the Megillah by himself. What's the raya? Says the Baal HaMoed that there's a Mishnah in Megillah where the Mishkah says that we don't ain't koyim batur bochus me'asur ve'ein, there's no birkas koyanim bochus me'asur, and we don't say kaddish and kedusha and praise the shema and the other halachas which a person needs a minyan for. Says the Baal HaMoed, this Mishnah is a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. If there would be a halacha that the Megillah needs 10 people, why is it that it does not say in the Mishnah, in Megillah, that Kriyas HaMegillah needs 10 people? Says the Baal HaMoed, we see from here, if the Mishnah, which is in Maseches Megillah, does not be in this halacha, that Megillah needs 10 people, we see from here that Megillah does not need 10 people. That's what the Baal HaMoed says. The Ramban says that the proof of the Baal HaMoed is not a good proof. He says that the Mishnah in Megillah, which is talking about things which we need 10 people, is talking about things that we need 10 people who are b'nei chiyuv. When you have Kriyas HaTorah, you need 10 people who are b'nei chiyuv. When you have Birkas Kohanim, you need 10 people who are b'nei chiyuv. Masha Enken Kriyas HaMegillah, the Kriyas HaMegillah is not something which you need 10 people who are chayav the Megillah. The reason why you need, when we would need 10 people for Kriyas HaMegillah, theoretically, is because we need Pilsum HaNes. You need to other people to be there, involved in the Kriyas HaMegillah, in order that there'll be some sort of Pilsum. So, you don't need people who are Mechuy of Kriyas HaMegillah. It's enough, you have 10 people there, one person will lane for himself, there's another 9 people there, then it's fine. But Kriyas HaTorah, Birkas Koyanim, Kaddish, Kedusha, and the other things which are brought down in the Mishnah, that you need 10 people, says the Ramban, these are things which you need 10 people, or Al Kolponim, 6 people who are B'nei Chiyuv. It's not enough just one person who needs Kriyas HaTorah to take another 9 people. You need 6 people at least who are B'nei Chiyuv. So therefore, says the Ramban, the din that Kriyas HaMegillah needs 10 people is not brought down in the Mishnah in Megillah, because the Mishnah in Megillah is only talking about things which need at least 6 people who are B'nei Chiyuv. That's what it says in the Ramban. Says Reb Chaim, the Goyin Echot, the Shabu Halacha brings down, that it says in the Ramban that the Mishnah Megillah brings things which you need 10 people, oi al kol ponim, 6 people who are B'nei Chiyuv. So once again, the Chaya Adam has a sofek. Do we need 10 people who are B'nei Chiyuv by Kriyas HaTorah, or is it okay to have 6 people? Says Reb Chaim, in the Ramban it says, there's enough to have 6 people who are B'nei Chiyuv. That's what Reb Chaim brought a raya, Biur Halacha brings, Reb Chaim brought a raya, that it's enough to have 6 people who need to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. So Kriyas HaTorah needs a minion. If you have 6 people who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, says Reb Chaim, it's okay. Mitzad Sheini, the Mishnah Berurah brings a strange halacha from the Sefer Mishpatei Shmuel. It says in the Sefer Mishpatei Shmuel, that if you leaned in shul, and there are people who come in, they haven't yet heard Kriyas HaTorah, it says in the Mishpatei Shmuel, you can't take out a Sefer Torah to lean for them. You had Kriyas HaTorah during today, for example, and now people come in, and they want Kriyas HaTorah, it says in the Mishpatei Shmuel, you can't take out a Sefer Torah to lean for them. And Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't make sense, what's the problem? You had Kriyas HaTorah, now the more people want Kriyas HaTorah, what's the problem to take out a Sefer Torah for them to hear Kriyas HaTorah? So Mishnah Berurah says that it's talking about a unique case where there may be a problem that people will think that the Sefer Torah is possible. When you take out Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah which you read before was possible, now they're taking out a separate Sefer Torah, and they may come to be some sort of zilzul on the first Sefer Torah which was taken out. That's what it says in the Mishnah Berurah, tries to explain the Sefer Mishpatei Shmuel. But again, the Sefer Mishpatei Shmuel says, you leaned, and now to take out Sefer Torah again, for other people you can't take out Sefer Torah, which doesn't make sense. Comes along the Ol Chashulchan, says, I want to explain the Pshat in the Mishpatei Shmuel. Says the Ol Chashulchan, the Mishpatei Shmuel was talking about such a case. We had Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, everyone heard Kriyas HaTorah. And then 6 people come along who have not yet heard Kriyas HaTorah. And they say, we want to lean, and they ask the people in Shul, do a favor, and join us, that we'll have a minion, so we can have Kriyas HaTorah. That's what the Mishpatei Shmuel was saying, you're not allowed to take out the Sefer Torah a second time. Why? Because 6 people is not enough to make Kriyas HaTorah. If there'd be 10 people who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah, then it'd be fine. But there's only 6 people who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah. 6 people cannot take out Sefer Torah to lein and add another 4 people to the minyan, because you need 10 people who are Mechuy of Kriyas HaTorah in order to lein. That's what it says in Och. What was that? Pasnocha, let's leave out, because it's a separate thing. Pasnocha is not chiyuv tzibur. Each person has their own chiyuv. So Pasnocha, it would be enough for one person. I'm not saying any halacha lemaisa. Don't pasken anything from what I'm saying. But I'm just, Pasnocha is a different case. But when we're talking about a normal Kriyas HaTorah, if it happened now, like 6 people walk in and they want Kriyas HaTorah after davening, we'll have a machlokes. The Chayei Adam has a sof if it's okay. The Reb Chaim says from the Ramban in Megillah, he proves that it's okay to have 6 people who need to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Whereas the Oruch HaShulchan says from the Sefer Mishpatei Shmuel, the opposite. That when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, you need to have 10 people who are Mechuyav Kriyas HaTorah. If you don't have 10 people who are Mechuyav Kriyas HaTorah, you can't have Kriyas HaTorah without having 10 people. And here there's an interesting question which comes along, and something which needs to be explained, and you need to learn to know the answer. And this could bring, obviously, not halacha lemaisa, even though the things are spoken about in the poskim, but the halacha shir is a separate shir. But just as a subject, it says in the halacha, we have a fast day, and in shul there are only 6 people who are fasting. So we have a minyan of davening, but only 6 people are fasting. Can you take out the Sefer Torah to line Vayechal? You have 6 people who are fasting, they want to line Vayechal, Mitzad Sheini, the rest of the shul, they're not fasting. Someone who's not fasting, for a reason which needs to be explained, is not Mechuyav Vayechal. Something needs to be explained, because Vayechal, Be'etzem, what does Vayechal have to do with fasting? Okay, Vayechal is a Kriyas HaTorah on a fast day. But what difference does it make if the person's fasting or not? It's something which needs to be explained, Beis Hashem. But it says in the halacha that if you have 6 people who are fasting, then you cannot take out a Sefer Torah. I'm not halacha lemaisa because it's a machlokes. You cannot take out a Sefer Torah to lein unless you have 10 people who are fasting. Okay, so the machlokes is what happens on a tiny tzibur. If it's on a tiny yochid, you cannot take out Sefer Torah. If it's a tiny tzibur, then possibly you can. But kuponim, when it's a tiny yochid, and even on a tiny tzibur, you only have 6 people who are fasting, you cannot take out Sefer Torah.
Why 6? Till 9 as well?
What was that?
Till 9 as well.
Till 9 as well, yeah. Says Mr. Boer, you should know that this whole halacha, if you have 6 people who are fasting, you cannot lane. It depends on what day the fast day is. If the fast day is on a Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, these are days when there's no Kriyas HaTorah. If there's no Kriyas HaTorah, then you can't take out the Sefer Torah to lane by a chal for those people who are fasting without a minyan. But if the fast day is a Monday or Thursday during Shachris, where in any case we're going to have Kriyas HaTorah, so there's no problem taking out the Sefer Torah, because you need to lane. Now, to lane Vayechal, to lane the Parshas HaShavua, it doesn't make a difference. You have Kriyas HaTorah, so you can lane Vayechal. So, if the fast day is a Monday or Thursday, where everyone's Mechuyav of Kriyas HaTorah, you'll take out the Sefer Torah, lane Vayechal. But if the fast day is Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, where there's no Kriyas HaTorah, you can't take out the Sefer Torah to lane Vayechal without 10 people fasting. Well, we'll speak about that. What was that?
Someone's not fasting on Monday, Thursday.
Right, right, exactly. If someone's not fasting on the Monday or Thursday, when they're laning Vayechal, then he can get an aliyah. Yes. Says, so, here the question comes along, it depends. According to Reb Chaim, according to Oruch HaShulchan, Oruch HaShulchan says, you can only have Kriyas HaTorah if you have 10 people Mechuyav. There are 4 people already heard Kriyas HaTorah, you can't lane, that's what the Oruch HaShulchan says. So you can understand the fast day, you need 10 people who are fasting. If you only have 6 people who are fasting, you can't have Kriyas HaTorah according to the Oruch HaShulchan, it's very understood. But Reb Chaim says that in order to have Kriyas HaTorah, you don't need 10 people who are Mechuyav the Kriyas HaTorah. If you have 6 people who are Mechuyav Kriyas HaTorah, 4 people already heard Kriyas HaTorah, Reb Chaim says that you can lane. So if so, when there's a fast day, if you have 10 people in shul, 6 of them are fasting and 4 of them are not fasting, what is the problem laning Vayechal according to Reb Chaim? And it's a big question which we can see from here. A yesoid when it comes to making a minyan. It says in the halacha, in Hilchos Minyan, it's more in Siman in the halachos of Kaddish and brought down, that we need a minyan in shul. What happens if you have 9 people are davening and 1 person's fallen asleep? Is he mitzdaik to the minyan? So it's brought down in the halacha, the person who's asleep, he is mitzdaif to the minyan. Okay, someone, you have 9 people who are listening to Kaddish and 1 person's davening Shmoyne Esrei, he is not listening to Kaddish Bechlal. Aval Piken, you have 10 people, so person who's davening, he's mitztarif. Okay, and just saying, I don't want to say anything halacha l'maaseh, but bring people aware to the subject. When it comes to Chazoras Hashatz, there's a machloikas if you need 10 people to listen to Chazoras Hashatz. It's a machloikas. We know the Shulchan Aruch says that if there's not 10, 9 people are listening, Korei Baruches of the Yitzhak Levatola, the Mogen Avraham says this halacha is a machloikas, a simon in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Nun Hei, it says you don't need 10 people. That's what it says in the Mogen Avraham, you don't need 9 people listening, even if you have 6 people. This whole machloikas about having 10 people is only Chazoras Hashatz, but not Kaddish. So during Ma'ariv, once again, not halacha l'maisa, even though it is halacha l'maisa, but during Ma'ariv, when 6 people or 7 people, 8 people, if it's one person who goes on is downing, to tell everyone to wait till this person finishes Shmoinese in order to have a minyan, it's not written in the halacha to do such thing. It's enough you have 6 people, 7 people, 8 people, persons asleep, a person's davening, you can say Kaddish. The whole machlokes is only when it comes to Chazor Shatz. Shachar Mincha, when it comes to Chazor Shatz. But when it's Ma'ariv, there's no halacha to wait to because someone's still davening. There's no problem saying Kaddish la halacha. Halacha the Ma'aseh the Rov. But just to know the idea. Al Koponim is where we're up to. It says that on a fast day you need 10 people are fasting to make Kriyas HaTeira. It says when you have someone who's asleep, this person who's asleep is mitzdaif to the minyan. Mitzad Sheni, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that someone who's an oinein, he's part of Mikol HaMitzvos. Someone who's an oinein doesn't need to bench, doesn't need to daven, doesn't need to say Kriyas Shema, he's part of Mikol HaMitzvos. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Avelos that someone who's an oinein can go to shul, he doesn't need to daven, okay? It's a big balagan if an oinin can say omen, okay? It's a balagan by itself, halacha l'maisa, shul, I'm not saying. But an oinin is potter mikol ha-mitzvah Shabbat Torah, but an oinin can go to shul. But it says in the Ramah, ma to'eles yesh bazeh shul ho'ilich le'beis ha-knesses. What benefit is there that an oinin goes to shul? He doesn't need to daven. So what's the benefit? Says the Rabbi Kivega brings that what we have a benefit if an oyin goes to shul. There's 9 people in shul, and they need a minion. Let the oyin go to shul, so they'll have a minion. He's not going to daven because he's an oyin. He's part of Mikol HaMitzvos. We can go to shul to be mashlim the minion. Says the Rabbi Kivega brings that we see from here that an oyin is not mashlim a minion. So you have 9 people plus an oyin. It's not considered a minion. You can't say Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, v'chulu, v'chulu, because an oinein is not part of the minion. That's what it says in Kivega brings. So the question is, what is the difference between an oinein and someone who's asleep? Someone who's asleep in shul is considered we have a minion. And an oinein comes along, why is it considered we don't have a minion? So we see from here the yesod that there's a difference between someone who's mechuyav, the mitzvah, to someone who's not mechuyav the mitzvah. Someone who's asleep, the mice is mechuyav shachis, it's mechuyav kaddish, mechuyav kedusha, mechuyav baruch hu, mechuyav chazoras hashatz. He has a chiyuv with all these things. Since he's mechuyav, even though he's asleep and he's not taking part of the minyan, he's not davening, he's asleep, afal pikein, he's mitztarev to the minyan. But someone who's an oinein, who's potu from davening, someone who's potu is not bar chiyuv, cannot be part of the minyan. That's what the soldiers receive from here.
Somebody's damn shachis already.
What was that?
Somebody's damn shachis
is mechuyov. He's bar chiyuv. He's considered bar chiyuv. He's not mechuyov in the word mechuyov, but he's considered bar chiyuv. Someone who's, someone who cannot daven. He can daven to be moiti this person. He's a bar chiyuv, but someone who's not bar chiyuv. A cheres who can't hear, he's part of from shofar, he can't blow the shofar for someone else because it's not bar chiyuv. But someone who already blew the shofar is considered bar chiyuv to be moitzi someone else.
A child with a special needs child who's potter from davening.
Right.
We had a problem. Could he be part of a minyan? And this Rav said yes, he could be part of a minyan.
Okay.
Special needs potter, he could be part of a minyan.
Okay. Fine. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Seder. It says a child could be mitzvah to a minion. So I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Right. Right. So that's also brought down in the halacha. Yes. Yes. It says in the Morgen Avraham. It says in the Morgen Avraham that a child. I'm saying shuv no halacha the ma'isa, but since the subject has come up. It says in the Morgen Avraham that when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, it says in the Mishnah that a child can get an aliyah during Kriyas HaTorah, and a child can learn the Torah. And what we do before Bar Mitzvahs, a child is allowed to learn Kriyas HaTorah. So Morgen Avraham brings that there's a special halacha by Kriyas HaTorah. They have 9 people plus a child, then you can learn. That's what it says in the Morgen Avraham, because a child is also considered the Baal Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. Oh, Raya. What was that?
A child could tell you get an aliyah.
Right, right, that's what I'm saying. That's what Morgen Avraham. Since he can get an aliyah, so he's considered the Baal Chiyuv, he can go out to Torah. So I'll upon him, there's a big difference if someone's Baal Chiyuv or not Baal Chiyuv. Someone who's not a Baal Chiyuv cannot be mitzvah to a minion. If someone is a Baal Chiyuv, can be mitzvah. Right. Enochinami. What's that? You can what? Yes. No, Kaddish you can't. No. No, one thing. Can't I be careful? It says in also another thing which is brought down. According to Morgen Avraham, you have 9, a child says Kaddish. A Yosim says Kaddish even as a child. So, say, according to Morgen Avraham, can a child also be mitzvah to a minion, according to Morgen Avraham? So, the idea that a child could say Kaddish is set by Kaddish Yosim. The Kaddish Yosim is a special Kaddish, not like the normal Kaddish. Kaddish discover the child does not say. He only says Kaddish Yosim, so it says it's Kaddish Yosim, special Kaddish. There's a big question. It's all questions are coming up, Sunday, there. We have a mitzvah of chinuch. You need to be mechanech your children. So you mechanech children to pour tzitzis, you mechanech your children to blow, here's a shofar, and you mechanech children many mitzvahs. The chadoim in America came up, and probably anything that comes up in America came up here as well. You need to be mechanech your children. So you need to be mechanech your children to daven, you need to mechanech them to daven with a minion. So in class 6, okay, the boys are 12 years old, 11 years old, and you need to mechanech them to daven with a minion. You can't take them to shul, because we understand, you can't take the kids to shul. So they have to sit in the classroom, they have to daven. Can you make a minion of 10 boys, 20 boys who are 12 years old, 11 years old, can you make a minion with all these boys to be considered? You've got a minion, because we need a minion to daven with a minion. They're Baal Chiyuv Shel Chinuch. So you've got 10 boys who are 11 years old, can they daven with a minion and make Kaddish and Kedusha and Boruch Hu? Mitzat Chinuch, not Mitzat Chiyuv, they're not Mechuyuv. Mitzat Chinuch, it's a big question which the boys can spoke about, and some boys can said yes, other boys can said no, the minag is not to do that. I'm just saying it's a subject which has come up because of the mitzvah of chinuch. Mitzvah of chinuch considered that you have asor and you have shechina shuya and no. Let's get back to where we're up to. Machlikas. Everything's machlikas. So, I'll go upon him and get back to where up to. There's a big difference to be part of a minion if someone's a Baal Chiyuv or not a Baal Chiyuv. You have 6 people who are mechuyev. And another 4 people who are considered B'nai Chiyuv, these 4 people can be mitzvah. Whereas if you have someone who's not a Baal Chiyuv Bechlal, he cannot be mitzvah. And Oinin is not a Baal Chiyuv, cannot be mitzvah. So you have now Kriyas HaTorah. It's a good question. We'll get to that. So you have 10 people, you have a fast day, and you have 6 people who are fasting, and another 4 people who are not fasting. These 4 people who are not fasting are not considered Baal Chiyuv for Kriyas HaTorah on a fast day. We need to explain your question. We need to answer it. But 6 people who are fasting does not consider, the 4 people who are not fasting are not Mechuyev the Kriyas HaTorah on a fast day. Therefore, these 4 people cannot be mitzvah to be mashlim the minion on a fast day. Masha'en kein.
Why
on a normal Monday and Thursday, where you have four people who already heard Kriya Satya, these four people are Mechuy of Kriya Satya. They heard Kriya Satya, so they can, according to Reb Chaim, be Mashlim the Minyan. Enough Gemino, which is also brought down according to many Poskim Lahalacha, is on Yom Tov Sheni. On Yom Tov Sheni, there are six Bnei Chutz La'aretz who want to lain, and you have four Bnei Eretz Yisrael who do not have Kriyas HaTorah. Can we take the four Bnei Eretz Yisrael to be Mashlim that will have a minion for Kriyas HaTorah? What, it depends. When it's no Kriyas Torah, it's no Kriyas Torah, it's no Issuchak, there's no Kriyas Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and in Chutz La'aretz it's Kriyas Torah, in Chutz La'aretz it's Yom Tov. So it's brought down by Shem of Chaim, you cannot be Mashlim. You cannot take the four people to be Mashlim. That's what down that Moshe Stambuch brings by Shem of Chaim, that you cannot do that. So what is the difference? Why is it that you can take four people out of Kriyas HaTorah? Four people out of Kriyas HaTorah, Mechuy of Kriyas HaTorah, already Mekayim. But Yom Tov Sheni, there's no, for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, there's no Chuy of Kriyas HaTorah. To take the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, to be Mashlim, the minion for Bnei Chutz La'aretz, since there's no Kriyas HaTorah, they're not considered Bnei Chiyuv, so therefore we cannot take, according to this Shita, we cannot take four Israelis to be Mashlim for Bnei Chutz La'aretz in order for them to have Kriyas HaTorah. That's a big nafka min just brought down. But Al Koponim, what is the Yisoid? In order to be Mashlim a minion, it has to be people who are Bnei Chiyuv. What was that? We said, yeah, I know. It's something which, okay, the time won't give it, but I want to bring up one question, which is an interesting question, which needs to get to answer the question which was asked before. What happens on, I'm Baruch Hashem, I'm a frequent flyer, and we get to flyers, right, all the shaylos come up when it comes to flying, when it comes to tefillah, all these questions, interesting questions come up. In any case, you got a plane flying to wherever, and we get to Eretz Yisrael, and there's a lot of people on the plane, they davened, and now they want Kriyas HaTorah. So we land on Monday afternoon in Eretz Yisrael. We did not have Kriyas HaTorah during the morning, there's no Sefer Torah on the plane yet, and we'd like to go into the shul to lane. Is it possible for 10 people who have not yet heard Kriyas HaTorah to go on Monday during Mincha to lane? So the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to lane. They go into the shul on Monday afternoon and lane Kriyas HaTorah. Those people do not hear Kriyas HaTorah in the morning. And it's brought down lahalocha that it's possible to do that. So the question is like this. We have a fast day. And it says in the Mishnah Berurah that if the fast day is on a Monday or Thursday, then even if there's only six people who are fasting, we're allowed to have Kriyas HaTorah on a Monday and Thursday, b'shachris. So it says in the Mishnah Berurah, but not in Mincha. So if the fast day is a Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, or Monday and Thursday during Mincha, it says in Mishnah Berurah, we cannot take four people who are not fasting to be Mashlim to have Kriyas HaTorah. And the question is, why not? If there's six people who landed in Eretz Yisrael and they want Kriyas HaTorah on a Monday afternoon, they can take the workers in the airport who have already heard Kriyas HaTorah and be Mashlim the minion. It doesn't need to be people who have not heard Kriyas HaTorah. We're allowed to take four people to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. Four people to be Mashlim and those six people could lane. So why is it if the fast day is a Monday or Thursday during Mincha, we cannot take people who have already heard Kriyas HaTorah, or people who are not fasting, sorry, we cannot take people to be Mashlim? And here we see a soid, and it comes back to the question which was asked before. What does Vayichal have to do with fasting? The Chor Vayichal has to do with the Kriyas HaTorah on a fast day. But it doesn't have to do with people who are fasting. If it's a fast day today, so today we have a Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah, so even if someone who's not fasting should be, he has a Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah. Why does Vayichal have to do with a person who's fasting? We know Aneinu has to, because we say Aneinu Hashem Elokeinu B'yom Tzoyim Ta'aniseinu. It's only because of the Nusach. If someone was not fasting, it's brought down, he can say Aneinu without saying the words B'yom Tzoyim Ta'aniseinu. But why does Vayichal have to do with only someone who's fasting? And so you saw it, which I heard many, many years ago, the idea from Reb Chaim Kamil, that there's a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, where Rashi says just got time. I'm sorry, I'm going over time. Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Aneinu Hashem, Aneinu B'yom Tzoyim Tanisein, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to our tefillahs on the Tainis, on the fast day especially. It says in Rashi that there's a bris krusa, the Yud Gimul Midois, Shebeyoim Tzoyim Tanisenu, Einom Choizois Reikom. There's a bris that the Yud Gimul Midois do not, they listened on a fast day. So it says in Rashi, that especially on the fast day, the special bris, Hashem listens to the Yud Gimel Midos, that the Inachos HaSoikom. The Kriyas HaTorah on the fast day is not a Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah Vayichal is a Kriyas HaTorah of Tefillah, that Hashem should listen to us when we say the Yud Gimel Midos. That's why we say the Yud Gimel Midos together during Kriyas HaTorah on the fast day. The Kriyas HaTorah on the fast day is a Tefillah of Yud Gimel Midos. And this Tefillah is only someone who's fasting. Someone who's not fasting, there's no chiyuv of this tefillah, because it doesn't help. The only tefillah of Yud Gimel Midos is if a person's fasting. Therefore, it has to especially be people who are fasting. So Kriyas HaTorah in Shacharis, which in any case everyone listens to Kriyas HaTorah, so even people who are not mechuyuv, not fasting, they can listen to Kriyas HaTorah Vayechal. But when it comes to Mincha, and we want to take people who already heard Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, that Kriyas HaTorah in the fast day Mincha is only for people who are fasting. Shukoyach for the covered and Beis Hashem. Everyone should have a good day. Shukoyach.